I just found a way to break the bars of my cell. I was alone in a cell, and the bars had a little weakness, and I found a way to use this weakness to just break them down, and to run out from the little window of my cell. And I ran through the desert for the whole night, but unfortunately, early in the morning, I was captured by some other Islamic State militants who took me back to the very same prison.
He was psychologically tortured, he was physically beaten, he was trussed up in an orange jumpsuit, taken into the desert where a knife was placed to his neck. One of the men leading that, the man responsible for the beheading of some of his fellow hostages, was Jihadi John.
Well, this guy was brutal. He was quite high ranking, obviously, in the organization.
He performed mock executions on you, is that correct?
Yes, these people were sadistic. We were like their pets, so they had fun playing with us.
So as well as an insight into the brutality of this group, Nicholas was also present during the more sort of banal moments, the moments when these men were off guard, talking to one another. So I asked him what some of these now very well-known terrorists discuss amongst themselves.
Their discussions were extremely trivial. They were talking about very basic things. I mean, when we see them through mostly their propaganda video, for instance, they portray themselves as kind of super terrorist heroes. But when you live among them, then you realize that they are very basic guys. I mean, sometimes almost childish. Mehdi Nemush, for instance, was especially childish, and so he's the suspected killer of the Jewish Museum in Brussels in June 2014. He showed to us that he went to Syria pretty much only to be the star of a TV show in France that is dedicated on criminal cases. he told us a lot about this program. And it appeared that he went to Syria pretty much only for that, just because he was interested to be the star of this show.
So he wanted to be famous on a program about criminals in France. So he went to
That's
Syria.
That's correct. Yes.
He described them as watching a lot of television, as being voracious consumers of news, viewing it entirely through the prism of their own ideology.